And they say government limits your freedom. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. 3 years ago, Susan Taylor of Bend, Oregon, heard a lecture that made her feel guilty about global warming. So she came to a decision. She would no longer use her clothes dryer.
The clothes dryer is the second largest electrical consumer appliance of residential energy.
To do her part to save the glaciers, she would dry her clothes outside on a clothesline. A clothesline that violates the rules of her Aubrey Butte subdivision.
Apparently, we don't really own our property. We are leasing it from these homeowner associations who hold us to their rules and deny us access to sun and wind. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
She tried moving the clothesline to an obscure corner of her lot. Didn't work. Tried building a fence, but the rules limit fence height to 6 feet, which meant neighbors could still see her damp unmentionables.
You know, here's my neighbor taking a picture of my new location, my clothesline.
Yes, clotheslines may save the earth, but they lower property values in the meantime. The neighbor's attitude, you hang your clothes out to dry, we do the same to you.
What's the fine that they're trying to assess you for hanging your clothes outside?
$994.50.
$994? And how much outdoor clothes hanging does that cover?
Well, that's about 6 months' worth.
So, as important as it is to save the earth, Susan is giving up.
You know, our house is on the market.
But first, she plans to hire a big, noisy rock band.
I want to have one heck of a party.
Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.